This essay first began as a homework assignment, and possibly a chance at earning some scholarship money. But what it became was a learning experience, a self-reflection as to what I was doing for America. I came away from it feeling convicted, and yearning to fulfill the responsibilities I now see clearly before me. When I was searching for an answer to the theme of the essay, I soon became inundated with all the options: voting, community involvement, taxes, military service, etc. I then realized that there were people much wiser and more significant than I that had already given me the answer I sought. Their words and stories were at my fingertips, preserved in books and quotes. I needed only to figuratively turn my head and listen to what they were saying. This is what I heard. I tried to block out the senseless white noise of modern politics in the online world, and instead listened to the great leaders of our past to devise my personal path. What I heard has changed the way I see my future. Reading over their quotes from many years ago gave me a plan and showed me what I needed to do. From Kennedy, I heard a call to service. From Roosevelt, a reminder of my duty to act. From Reagan, an urge to live up to the ideals of America. From Jefferson, a call to fight. From Franklin, a plea to resist tyranny. These giants of American history seem to be speaking to me directly, asking me, what can you do for America? How can you make her what we envisioned? Return her to her original self. What I learned from them is that I can do nothing if I am not involved. I can change nothing, lead no one, or achieve any of these goals that these men seem to be imploring me to if I blindly let the government lead me where it wishes and avoid my rights and privileges as a citizen to play a role in the direction of the country. When half my generation can't even accurately distinguish two opposing political views, can't grasp the dangers of communism to a free society, or gulps down everything the media spoon-feeds them, I have a responsibility to stand out and be involved. What I heard when I turned my ear away from the offices and campaign trails and listened to the eerie silence of the battlefield was even more impacting. What are the men lying on the black beaches of the Pacific and draped over the bulwarks of Normandy calling out? What I heard was a vast collective moan, a deep sadness caused by the path of nonchalance and ignorance taken by my generation. They are calling out, "Do not forget us. Do not forget what we died for. Do not forget the reason we left our mothers, our families, our homes. We left so that you could have a home. Our blood purges the world of a great evil so that you would not have to grow up with it. But do not forget it. I have a responsibility to remember them and their sacrifices, the reasons they died, and also uphold the same values that gave them the courage and strength to fight. If the voices of the men who have long since returned to the sands and water go unheeded, if my generation continues to ignore their plea, then their deaths are worthless. If I and others ignore our responsibility to remember why they fought, we shall lose our identity that they fought so hard to preserve. It seems myself and my peers are already forgetting. Since it's longer than 140 characters and not the newest song, what do we care? Instead, we YOLO our lives away, laughing in the face of the millions of men and women fallen for the country we are literally destroying by our inaction and ingratitude. In a generation that is increasingly scared of any kind of responsibility, no one thinks of what they owe the country. Instead, they feel as if America is responsible for them and owes them something. This attitude will crumble us from the inside out. My responsibility to America is this: that I drown out the drizzle of the media and my peers and listen to the voices of the past, the voices of the men and women who led, served, and died for my country. The least I can do is heed their call, their cry to remember them, and involve myself wholeheartedly to bring about change. Who knows? Maybe one day I shall be one of those voices of those past.